some resembled horses, and they were called, long ears.
Donkeys.
Yeah, something else. A mixture.
Jacks, little.
Jack is a,
one of the names.
But isn't there a mule?
Oh, yeah.
Two heads together would be a what?
A pair.
All right, is there any other word? Just a pair, a team?
A team.
Well, a pair would be what you use, though, wouldn't
it? Yeah.
Four harnessed together would be called two.
Teams.
The teams. A little one, when it's first born, a little cow when it's first born is what?
Calf.
A female is called a?
Male calf.
No, a female is what?
Oh, a female. Well, that's a cow.
No, a little one.
A heifer.
Yeah, a little heifer. A male one is called a what?
It's called a, you can call it a bull calf or a male calf.
Okay, a bull calf.
Yeah.
And Daisy is going to, let's see. What do you, if you had a cow by the name of Daisy expecting a calf, you say Daisy's going to, in the spring, what's she going to do?
She's going to bring a calf.
Is there any other way of saying it?
Will she be fresh?
All right, is there another way you say she's going to do what in the spring?
She's going to give milk in the spring, or she'll be fresh, or she'll bring a calf.
Okay. They head down freshen, you know what I'm saying? She's going to freshen in the calf in the
freshen
spring?
Freshen
in the spring. Are she going to come in the spring?
Come in.
Or drop a calf? They don't ever use that expression, does it?
Oh, not much.
But to use it, come in.
Yeah.
And, okay, what do you call the male horse?
Stallion.
And years ago, did women use that word?
Not much.
Would men say that in the presence of women?
No.
What do they say, you know?
No, not really. I don't know what to call them, but I never heard it till a long time after I was married.
Stallion. riding animals are called what? If you get them back up, what are they called? Riding animals. Like we're just talking about standing on its
horses.
A female is called a
mare.
But a male or female is still a either male or female is still you call it.
A horse or mare.
But we used what do you call when it's either a male or female? In other words, you go riding them.
Well, you go horseback riding.
Yeah, and you can ride horses and ride a mare, wouldn't you?
Yes.
So the word horse applies to both.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what they're asking here.
Uh-huh.
But of course, a male horse and...
Now, you know, there wasn't too many people that ride a stallion because they were too dangerous.
Yeah.
But back in my younger days, we all rode horseback. That's the way we went.
My first grade of school, I rode back horse.
Well, I rode horseback till I married. That's where.
If you didn't know how to ride, you would say, "I have never blank a horse before.
Rode a horse.
I've never rode a horse. Everyone around here likes to blank horses.
To ride horses.
Last year he blanked his. His every morning.
He rode every morning. Went horseback riding every morning.
Okay. If you couldn't stay on, you'd say, "I fell blank the horse."
I fell off.
You're right. And say a little child went to sleep in bed and found himself on the floor in the morning, he'd say, "I must have
rolled off the bed last night."
Yeah, rolled off or what else?
Fell off.
Yeah. The thing that you would put on a horse's feet to protect them from the road would have you, what would you call those?
Horseshoes.
Uh-huh. And the parts of the horse's feet that you put the shoes onto would be called a what?
Hoof. Horse's hoof.
Hoof? Uh-huh. What if it's more of them? Several of them.
Four.
How would you say all four of them are plural?
They're bare. They're naked. They have to be shod.
but then if they're more than one, it's four of them.
Uh-huh.
All of his what?
Feet are...
No, you said feet. Now all of his... You said one of them was...
All of his hoofs.
That's right. All of his hoofs. That's, I was going to sing in the plural. Hoof and hoofs. Hoof and hoofs. Whatever it goes.
Hoofs.
The game you play with them. Wait a minute. I don't know.